Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Happy Easter. Folks, who likes chocolate? Okay, he likes chocolate. Anyone in the balcony like chocolate? Okay, a few people. Who would be willing to prove their love of chocolate? Who'd be willing to prove that? All right, Alan, very back corner here. You come on down here and prove your love for chocolate. All right. Maya, yes, she's getting baptized, so she better prove it. All right, who else do we have here? Let me see. What about Gordon Porter? Would you like to prove your love for chocolate? Do you love chocolate?
What,
Meg? Don't know. Hold on a second. Oh dear, I don't know if they're the most ethical company. Nestle? No? Right, well, let me see. Who? Are you serious? You wouldn't lower yourself to... Oh my goodness, right. Hey, we need someone big. Who's someone big? No, not big, but, you know, tall. Right, who have we got? Let me see. Oh, what about Chris Sloan? Let's give Chris Sloan a round of applause there. Great stuff. All right. Now, if we have any cameras, feel free to use the cameras now, okay? As Chris comes, all right, that'll be great. Because what we're going to do is the world-famous... Basil O'Malley is an expert. I didn't think it'd be fair to ask him up because he's a real expert at this. I've seen him doing it. All right. The world famous after eight challenge. Okay. It's very simple. Let me demonstrate. Well, I don't think I can demonstrate, but I'll try. So it's very simple. You can't really have glass. No, these are all right. Okay. But what you have to do is you have to work an after eight from your... Oh, dear. It's stuck. Hold on a second. From your forehead. Okay, very simple. Can't do one-arm push-ups, but I can do that. All right? Okay, now, let's have the balcony. No, balcony would have to go for Alan. Wouldn't you give Alan a big roar? Oh, dear, mate. Chris? Maya? Okay, guys. Now, hold this in your hand. Okay, just do it because you don't want sweat to play a part. Stick to your forehead. Right? Okay. Chris, let me see now. Oh, sorry. Faulty one. Here you go, Basil. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Chris, there's a good one for you. All right. Maya, faulty one again. Sorry, my fault. Faulty one. All right. They're out of date. No, they're mutrious. All right. Let me see now. Right. Okay. Right. Let's position on foreheads. Head back. All right. Don't move until I say go. No facial flexing. All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. Start again, mate. Start again. Oh, start again. Back of the forehead, Maya. Back of the forehead. No, back of the forehead, Chris. Back of the forehead. Back of the forehead. Back of the forehead. Oh. Here, oh, there you go, Maya. Oh, dear. Very clean. Hey. This is... Dude, you're not watching? Yes. Oh. Right. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Nearly.
You're a professional.
Go ahead. Oh. You can see why we covered the baptismal font. Oh, go on, Alan. Go on, Alan. Well done. Right, stay there. Okay. Now, Alan, because you have won, you get the greatest crown of all, okay? You put this wee hat on you. All right. Now, you guys, you guys didn't do so well, okay? So you get these ones. All right. There you go. Sorry. There you go. Just so you don't feel left out, put that one on as well. All right. So, folks, what I want you to do, I want you to look at the person beside you and tell them, you are a complete fool. All right? Say to them. Okay. Fantastic. You see, folks, this is a very unique year, because what happened on Ash Wednesday? Huh? Valentine's Day. Are you people not romantic at all? Valentine's Day. And what's today? April Fool's Day. All right. And my suggestion today, folks, is that we are all, from the king to the bog standard, we are all fools. We are all fools, all right? Now, Chris, I think you're a fool. Take your hat off and tell us what it says on the inside of your hat.
Heart.
Heart. Okay, if we move on to the slides, guys, thank you very much. You see, the first kind of fool it talks about in the Bible is it says, the fool says in his heart that there is no God. It says this twice in the Psalms. The fool says in his heart that there is no God. Okay? Now, it's as simple as that. So you could be the person with lots of degrees. You could be smart like Carlton or thick like me. All right? You could be anything, right? But what defines, from God's perspective, wisdom is what you think about God. And the fool is somebody that says there's no God. But the Hebrew says a couple of extra wee words there. It says, for me. So the fool says in his heart that there's no God for me. All right? And that counts for many of us who think, yeah, we sort of do believe in a kind of a God. But actually, we don't live as if he really exists. So that's the first kind of fool. And maybe that sort of fool is here in church today. And I'm not calling anyone a fool, but maybe there's somebody in church that either thinks that there's no God and ignores the beauty of creation and everything we see around us, or even just thinks, well, he's not for me. Okay? That, in the Bible's picture, is a fool, because there's going to come a day, the Bible says, when everybody in that position realizes they're a fool, because Jesus will come again. And it says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So the first kind of fool, you can put your hat back on, mate. You can even eat your after eight because you worked hard at it. The first kind of fool is a fool that says in his heart, there's no God. Maya, you're our second fool. What does it say on the inside of your wee hat?
Risen.
Risen. Okay, so we move on to our next slide. Okay, this is another kind of fool. Because in the reading that Melanie read for us just a few minutes ago, it said this. It says, see what we're doing today. Gathering together to worship. What we're doing today, being part of this service and part of these baptisms and everything. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 that if Christ is not really raised, we are a bunch of idiots. We're a bunch of fools. You know, because what's the point? If he's not really raised, we're mad. Because at the end of the day, if Christ isn't raised, you die and then you go nowhere. Okay? Or even worse, you die and you go to a place called hell. But the Bible tells us that because he's raised, we can also be raised. So the Bible says that if he isn't really raised, we're fools. And yet there are so many people that go along to churches every week and they don't really believe that Jesus is really risen. And that's foolish. Because if he's not, then we're wasting our time. We should have just watched whatever's on a Sunday morning. I don't know. Match of the day. Is Match of the Day on? Okay. We should be watching that if Jesus isn't really raised. But I really, really, really believe he is raised. I really do. I believe he's raised because of lots of evidence. Billy Graham says it's one of the most attested things in ancient history. Because Jesus, think about it. His body was missing. Why? Who did that benefit? It didn't benefit the Romans to hide it because it just continued this legend of Jesus. It didn't benefit the disciples, because why didn't they, you know, why did they die for it? Why do so many billions of people, 2 billion people in the world today, are worshiping Christ? Why are they doing that if it's not true? There's lots and lots of evidence that I believe the resurrection is absolutely 100% true. Maya, you can put your hat back on and you can eat your after eight all in one go. All right? And here we have the King of the Fools. Give him a cheer, his team. Because there's nothing that says on his hat, but we have the picture up on the screen. You see, we're all fools because we're either fools that think there's no God, or we're fools that don't believe in the resurrection but are here anyway, or else we are fools for Christ. That's why he's got the nicest hat of all. Fools for Christ. You see, Jesus Christ looked like a complete fool to lots and lots of people. He really did. He looked like a complete fool to lots of people. And imagine, he was crucified on a cross, stretched out, and made look incredibly foolish by everybody there. It even says the people at the foot of the cross mocked him and scorned him, called him a fool. They really did. They thought he was foolish. You know, it says in Acts 17 that when Paul shared the message about the resurrection, they laughed at him. They laughed at him. So people that follow Jesus are fools as well, or considered fools. And even in Jesus' ministry, he had all these people, following him, all these people coming after him. And then he started talking about being the bread of life. He started talking about dying and being resurrected. And the Bible tells us in John 6, loads of people just abandoned him, thought he was foolish and just left. So here's the question. Are you willing to be a fool for Jesus? Are you willing to be a fool for Jesus? You see, in a few minutes' time, Maya and three of her mates are going to come up here and they're going to look like Egypts, because what we're going to do is we're going to give them a bath in front of you all. All right? You wouldn't do it anywhere else in any other context. When you really think about it, it's a bit foolish until you realize that it's all about following the one that the world laughed at. It's about going down into his grave and rising up in new life. And some people might think it's dead foolish, but these guys, these four and these other five that are going to get their vows renewed as well, they say, well, we might look foolish, but we're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it anyway. So the next slide asks a question, I hope. I'm a fool for Christ. Whose fool are you? No God, no resurrection, or a fool for Jesus? You know, folks, something that we have dropped out of church tradition, but it's a really cool church tradition, is a thing that was either held on Easter Sunday or Easter Monday. Does anyone know what it was called? Holy Humor Sunday or Holy Humor Monday. And what it was about was, what the early church believed is that God had played the most brilliant prank on the devil. Because the devil really thought by killing Jesus that God was defeated. But God had the last laugh. He made a fool out of Satan because Jesus was risen again. And that's the one that I want to follow. So what kind of fool are you? No God, no resurrection, or a fool for Christ? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is so cool to think that you played the prank of the century, of the ages, of history on the devil. He thought he was defeating you when he killed Jesus, but you were raising him from the dead to have the last laugh. Father God, we want to pray that for those in our congregation today that believe that there's no God, or certainly believe there's no God for me, we pray that you would open their eyes, that they could see your incredible beauty. For those that are in church today that really cannot get their head around this far-fetched idea of the resurrection, would you open their eyes so they can see your incredible beauty? And Father, I pray But like these nine people that want to really make a fool of themselves today for you, I pray that we would all be April fools for Christ. Not only on April the 1st, but from April the 1st on. Lord God, thank you that you are willing to be foolish to save us. May we be foolish in return. We pray these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And everybody said,
Amen.
Bless you guys. Give them a round of applause.